Of course, we'll be talking in a bit to Selby Mogaba, spokesperson at City of Tshwane. If you are in Tshwane, please do let us know of your experience. If you do use the buses, you're more than welcome to call in. We do know that the services have been suspended due to fuel shortages. We have Selby Mogaba, spokesperson at the City of Tshwane, with us on the line. Selby, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Wasanga, to the listeners of Sono 2 and TikTok.
Selby, it's a difficult one. As a public servant as well, you might find that there are citizens who need to get to work and they haven't been able to. Can you tell us why the services have been suspended?
Well, Wasanga, let me just correct you that services are not suspended.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that on Monday, there were certain routes that were affected by the shortage of fuel, but more than half of the buses were not operating yesterday morning. But by 11 o'clock, we had resolved the problem. Diesel was delivered to our depot, and all the buses were able to fill up. So from 11 a.m., everything was back to normal.
Is it a short-term solution?
Well, it's a long-term. Remember, the challenges that we started experiencing started around July, when there was a delay of the delivery of crude oil to the refineries, which refineries supply fuel to our contracted suppliers. So our contracted suppliers could not provide a diesel to us as a result of that delay of the delivery of crude oil to the refineries. But we also, even in a situation like that where our suppliers aren't able to provide fuel, we have an alternative, and the alternative is to use what we call on-road fueling. So the solution yesterday was that in the absence of fuel that the contractor has to deliver, we used an engine filling station in Pretoria West where all our fleet went there to fill up. So there was a solution. So there will never be a situation where we find ourselves or our commuters and our employees as well, because we don't only provide fuel to Tshwane bus service, but to the entire fleet of the city. So services were not impacted. The Tshwane bus service routes, the ones that are more busy, like in areas like Orchards, West Park, Denville, Olivenhout, Bosch, and Centurion, those routes are very busy. So when we had a shortage of fuel, we made sure that we prioritize those routes where we have about 100 buses that operate per day, and we've got about 15,000 of ridership. So there was no crisis at all.
Selby, what were the costs? And if the crisis is indeed averted, congratulations to you and well done. However, what was the cost of this contingency plan? Was it budgeted for?
No, everything was budgeted for. What happened was that at the weekend, at our depots, we realized that the tanks were running dry. And we made contact with the service provider who undertook to deliver fuel. But he could not on Sunday due to some logistical challenges that he had experienced. And he gave an undertaking that because I failed to deliver on Sunday, or rather the weekend and on Monday, but I will strive to make sure that come Tuesday morning, I will deliver. So in terms of cost, we did not incur any extra cent. All this money has been budgeted for. We've got three service providers, contracted service providers for fuel, and they provide to 12 of our depots.
So from what we're hearing, we shouldn't have a situation like this. It's a difficult one. We're not exempt. It's not a unique sort of situation that is happening. And kudos to your team for a proactive approach, because a lot of the time it's after the incident we start planning. So you managed and mitigated before the time, and you have the right answers. However, with regards to what you're saying now and what we can expect going forward, we don't want you to create expectations, because citizens do expect a level of competency. However, with the war happening and the knock-on effects, this promise that you're making, is it something that you'll be able to stand, because you're not operating alone outside of the influences of suppliers and what is happening in the world?
Well, I mean, you're quite right, Wasanga. We don't want to make promises that we know that we can't keep. because there are certain things that are beyond our control with the war in the Ukraine and Russia. And if the trucks are held up at on the N3 in Durban, if the strike action and there's no delivery to inland in Gauteng, we may be affected. So those are certain things that would be beyond our control. But those that are within our control, we'll make sure that we have enough supply, we have enough stock, and we make sure that when buses go and park overnight, they fill up so that if there's anything that would happen in the morning, we know that our buses have sufficient fuel. Buses take about 200 liters. And that 200 liters sustain them for about a week or so. So we make sure that we fill up in advance. And when buses go and park, they have sufficient fuel in their tanks. Those are things that are within our control. We make sure that we pay our suppliers on time. We make sure that we pay them in full. And we have an open line of communication. As and when we have challenges, we should be able to anticipate problems and mitigate those kind of problems.
Salbi, are you politicking to be our listeners' favorite public official? Because you're promising nice things that we're not used to. You're promising us. You've availed yourself. Thank you for the insights, the transparency. Thank you for the proactive approach, as I mentioned. You are working on the weekend. That's not nice. Rishabile bolo kumunati when are you working?
Thanks, Wasanga. We try our best. You know, when you can't afford the capital city to fail. We can't afford that. So we try to do our utmost best. You know, sometimes we face challenges of union sometimes deciding to embark on strike action without any prior notice or warning. And some of the complaints that we've received from our bus commuters is that imagine a learner who's writing an exam, waiting at the bus stop for a bus or an adult for that matter.
Yeah.
Students going to write exams or going to university or to school, or an employee going to work and there is no transport and there's no prior notice. And we also as management don't know about it. 5 o'clock, there's no bus, and you find out, guys, what's happening? No, we've decided to embark on strike action. What for? You know, so those are things that we engage regularly with union management to say, you don't just decide at the drop of a hat that you're going to strike. Let's find mechanisms to engage so that we don't inconvenience our commuters. Some of them, remember, Wasang, they buy monthly tickets. You buy a monthly ticket to commute, and mid-month something like this happens, and you can't afford a taxi fare because taxi fares are stiff.
They very are. Then we've got, sorry, Zabi, we've just got a listener here, Temba in Four Ways. He really, I think he's been listening to the discussion and would like to ask a question. Temba, good morning.
Good morning, Wasang, and good morning, Selby. Look, Wasang, I think your compliments to Selby are really, really misplaced. For you to say they are. I mean, if you run a bus service and you've got diesel that is supposed to be supplied, Selby just indicated that they just realized, I think last week, what type of a service is that? Because when you're running a public service with diesel and diesel, don't they have gauges where they can see this thing maybe a month in advance or maybe, 14 days in advance that they'll run off diesel buses?
Selby, do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, Temba wants to spoil the party.
We are very smart listeners, Selby.
Yeah, no, we appreciate the call. Remember, something like this has never happened, and there's always the first time, Wasanya. There's always the first time, as I said, that the trucks had been there waiting, I think it's at Ekurhuleni to fill up. And they could not fill up because of logistical challenges that were beyond our control. So had these things not happened, the trucks would have delivered at the weekend and wouldn't have had the problem that we had. So we do plan timber. However, certain things are beyond our control.
So the, amongst all this melee of issues, and we often are very critical of public officials. And I would love to engage with you, especially regarding the unions, their purpose, who they represent, and how the relationship can be repaired between who they are representing and the state.
Well, you know, Wasanga, unions are a very critical and important stakeholder. And we now have a new city manager who assumed duty on the 1st of September. And one of the things that he did, I know last week, Thursday, he met with the union leadership, Imatu and Samu, because he recognizes the importance that the unions play. And in those engagements, he sought to understand what are the issues and whatnot, so that he can deal with the issues proactively and not wait for a problem to emerge and then the strike action, which affects service delivery, and only then you begin to engage. So this is a very proactive and strategic approach on the part of the new city manager, Mr. Johan Mettler, to engage with labor and ascertain for himself what are the issues, where are the bottlenecks, and how we can resolve those issues before a problem occurs.
No, it's been great talking to you. That's Selby Mugaba, spokesperson at City of Tshwane, just giving us a clearer picture with the bus services and the fuel shortages. It's been a pleasure, Selby. I look forward to talking to you again in the future. You're one of the better ones.
It's a pleasure.